One of the psychologists that worked up there, she called me first and told me that Eva disclosed some really ugly stuff, and she believed that she'd been trafficked and that she was hurt. And I was floored, because I just thought that trafficking happened like down in Mexico or other countries into the United States, or the United States out into other countries. I never thought of it ever being in my home, in my backyard. And I was just shocked. I just told her, go ahead, let the FBI officers talk to her, because she needs to get some sort of, closure and help and stuff like that. So she had that done. So I went to Santa Fe. Yeah, I went to Santa Fe and I waited there. And after all that was over, the therapist and Eva came down and came to where I was at, and we talked. And it seemed like Eva was so relieved. She seemed kind of like herself again. She ran to me. She hadn't done that in a long time. She ran to me and she's talking to me. She said, Grandma, how is everything? I said, okay. I asked her how she was. They said, did you do what you had to do for yourself? And she said, yes, I did. I did. And so we sat there and we ate. Right away, I noticed she looked relieved. She looked like she was actually happy again. She looked kind of like her old self. And her hair was, just the same. It was straight. She seemed like she could breathe around me. Like, whatever she said wasn't going to be wrong, or she would have to watch what she was saying. And she just told me, Grandma, I'm sorry, that is true. Everything you thought was true. And at one time she had told me, I don't feel broken, Mom. Grandma, I don't feel broken no more. I feel like I'm finally starting to feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.